Our High Calling. Rejoice. November 16th. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4, verse 4 to 6. It may seem difficult to rejoice in the Lord when in trouble, but we lose a great deal by giving way to a spirit of complaint. It is our privilege to have in our hearts, at all times, the peace of Christ. We should not allow ourselves to be easily disturbed. It is to test us that God brings us through trials and difficulties, and if we are patient and trustful under His proving, He will purify us from all dross, and at last bring us forth with triumph and rejoicing. Great blessings are reserved for those who uncomplainingly submit to the yoke that God wishes them to bear. Let the light of truth shine forth in your life. Do you say, "How shall I let it shine?" If before you accepted the truth, you were impatient and fretful, let your life now show to those around you that the truth has had a sanctifying influence upon your heart and character, that instead of being fretful and impatient, you are now cheerful and uncomplaining. Thus you reveal Christ to the world. In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. For the keeping power of God through Jesus Christ. At the moment when you are offering your prayer for help, you may not feel all the joy and blessing that you would like to feel. But if you believe that Christ will hear and answer your petition, the peace of Christ will come. If you take hold of the strength of the mighty Helper, and not reason with your adversary, and never complain of God, His promises will be verified. The experience that you gain today in trusting Him will help you in meeting the difficulties of tomorrow. Each day you are to come, trusting as a little child drawing nearer to Jesus and heaven. In meeting with unwavering trust in God, the daily trials and difficulties, you will again and again test the promises of heaven, and each time you will learn a lesson of faith. Thus you will gain strength to resist temptation, and when the harder trials come, you will be able to endure.